It's Friday, April 22nd. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin. Becca, welcome back.
Thank you, Kyle.
April, always a busy month, and...
And it's Chinese Food Friday.
That means we're going to pick from several different columns.
Our listeners know that that means they need to get their pencils out so they can figure out what they want to order from column A, B, C, and D.
What is column A?
Column A is theater.
It's been a big month for theater.
It has been a huge month for theater. But there's a show opening tonight at University Theater in Fayetteville that I've never seen live.
Right.
Lots of people have never seen it live.
It's never been produced by the university. And to my knowledge, I don't recall it ever being produced in this area.
And the University Theater's been around for 60 years. So the show's Othello.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's, well, there are several reasons it's a challenge. You talked to the director, Michael Landman.
Right.
One of them is that you have to have a good African-American lead. Mm-hmm. Well, an amazing African-American lead. One of them is that it's not an easy show in most people's minds. You know, Romeo and Juliet, okay, I know what happens.
Right. Hamlet, okay, everyone's going to end up dead. Macbeth, you understand
right.
what's going to happen because they are well-known stories. And while I think a lot of people know kind of what happens in Othello, they haven't seen it as much as those.
Well, and at the same time, Michael Landman says Othello is a straight arrow of Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. There are no real subplots. It's Othello's in love with Desdemona, and Iago wants to ruin it. That's pretty simple.
Right.
Now, I imagine he talked to you, and we can't talk to our listeners, about some of the things that they've tried to figure out from Shakespeare's text, that there may be more to Iago's anger than just he didn't get promoted in the army.
Right.
So if you see the show, you need to be looking for what might really be going on. Jim Gose is playing Iago.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing actor. Justin Cunningham is playing Othello. The show starts tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon, and again Wednesday through Sunday of next week at the Fine Arts Building on the UA campus. $16 for adults and a rare opportunity.
Absolutely.
Also this weekend, Reasons to be Pretty, the Theater Squared version of the Neil LaBute coming-of-age story.
Went to it last week, opening night.
Is it a kinder, gentler LaBute?
There are parts that are very, very funny. Very funny, and it's a very compelling play. Yeah, it's very good. It could be, perhaps, it's one of the best things I've seen in a long time. And be advised, there is some rough language. But if you've seen HBO...
Yeah.
I mean, there were some people opening night who, within about 5 or 10 minutes, got up and left.
Really?
Yes. So be advised, but
did they think if it was Neil LaBute?
I don't know.
Seriously?
I don't know. Seriously. Be advised, it's an adult script intended for adults. And afterward, everyone who stayed, the full house minus the six that left, everyone who stayed just could not stop raving about the performances, about the set, about the script. It's a fantastic work.
And you'll notice that every show Theater Squared does, Kyle and I both say, oh, it's the best thing they've done.
Yeah, this is really good.
So that's a pretty good endorsement. 7:30 today, 2 and 7:30 tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday. It's at the Nadine Baum Studios across from the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $22. Unless you're under 30, then they do a $10 ticket. Another interesting show this weekend, it's called I Am My Own Wife.
I'm not familiar with this.
It was winner of the 2004 Pulitzer Prize, won a Tony Award in 2004. It's the story of a German transvestite who survived the Nazi attacks, or the Nazi bad times in Germany, and the communist regime in Germany. It's a one-man show at Rogers Little Theater, part of their second stage Diversity Unite series. And it should be really interesting. Weekend only, 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday. Tickets are $10. And they do, you know, Rogers Little Theater has that huge thrust stage.
Mm-hmm.
So they do the seating on stage in Theater in the Round.
Oh, cool.
So very interesting, $10. That's only column A, folks.
Okay.
Column B is music.
Plenty of that.
Pretty Lights is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
First show at the Arkansas Music Pavilion for the season. Pretty Lights is a person.
Right.
That confuses me.
Just go with it.
Derek Vincent Smith, and it's electronica. Starts at 7:30. Tickets are $27. The One-Ups are releasing a new CD.
I love the One-Ups.
Called Intergalactic Redux. The One-Ups make music based on video game music.
Right.
That should make a lot of people really giggle.
But it stands alone very well on its own. It doesn't have to have images in front of it.
That's kind of a jazzy bossa nova style
exactly,
of the...
Exactly.
So it should be fun. 9 o'clock today at Smoke and Barrel in Fayetteville, and it's only $5 to get in, leaving you plenty of money to then buy the CD.
Right.
And tomorrow night at the other end of the universe, the Arkansas Philharmonic will wrap up their season with Mozart's Requiem.
Yeah.
7:30 at the Arend Art Center in Bentonville. It features three choirs from the University of Arkansas, the Concert Choir, Master Chorale, and Schola Cantorum. And it also includes Alleluia, which is a piece by Augusta Reed Thomas, who was just here for the University Fine Arts Building's birthday. And Mozart Symphony number 29, which is a lot lighter than the Requiem. Tickets are $18 for adults, and that's at 7:30 Saturday at the Arend Art Center in Bentonville. We've now accomplished column B.
C.
C is visual arts.
Plenty of that this weekend.
Well, the entire center spread of What's Up is about the Artisphere Festival at the Walton Arts Center.
Launches tonight.
In tiny little print.
Right.
And it launches tonight with the unveiling of an exhibit called Garden as Muse. Five world-renowned contemporary artists. Very interesting pieces. It's in the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery through the 1st of June. The festival kickoff tonight also includes music at 5:30 in the Rose Garden, a curator talk at 6:30, and a free performance by the DePue Brothers at 7 on the Tyson Plaza.
Classically trained musicians who play bluegrass. Shannon Wurst will be there as well tonight.
Yes, and you need to check out the whole schedule and What's Up. Also, on show right across the, well, not across the street, down the street at Our Sagas on Greg, watercolor, oil, and collage paintings by Beth Goodwin, who is one of the PR folks at the Walton Arts Center, and a lovely person, so you should go see her art. It's through April.
Okay.
And again, on the far side of the universe, at John Brown University.
In Siloam Springs.
They have a touring exhibit of 25 images from the first handwritten and hand-illuminated Bible commissioned in over 500 years.
And that's on campus?
Wow.
Yeah.
In their art gallery. It's not the original images, obviously. It's copies of them. But think about this. They're doing it old school. This is hand illuminated the way it was done in the Middle Ages.
Which means?
Which means a tiny little pinpoint and pots of ink and coloring in your own tiny little lines.
Oh, wow.
And hand calligraphy. Hmm. And apparently there are places you can see where a word was left out of the calligraphy, and they had to go back and figure out a way to fix it.
Oh, my.
Because
you
don't want to redo the whole page. It's there till May 1st. It's open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Sundays 2 to 4, jbu.edu/art/gallery. And column D, family fun. This weekend, one show only, 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Walton Arts Center, Imago Theater's Zuzu, which I want to see. Mime, dance, music, and special effects that feature polar bears, bug eyes, anteaters, frogs, rabbits, penguins, and hippos.
All on stage.
All on stage, $5, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is Kids Art Day at Terra Studios in Durham, just east of Fayetteville, south and east. Art demonstrations, mini workshops, a petting zoo, a scavenger hunt, 10 to 5, and that's all free. And tomorrow from 1 to 3 at J.B. Hunt Park in Springdale, a doggy Easter parade to benefit For Pet's Sake, Cutest, Ugliest, Costume, and Look-Alike Doggy Contests.
And that takes place when?
That's tomorrow from 1 to 3 at J.B. Hunt Park in Springdale. There's a $15 entry fee, but it's a donation to For Pet's Sake.
All right.
Becca, bon appetit.
Thank you very much. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.